Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 to 10. Jeremiah's calling. Now, of course, here we're reading words which are applicable and unique to Jeremiah. He was a prophet. He was a prophet in Judah, raised by God to be such a prophet. And we just can't transport the words to ourselves willy-nilly. We just can't take them across carte blanche. But principles are here, and these principles do apply to us, those of us who are believers, those of us who would speak and stand to speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, not just on platforms, but in any way speaking for Christ. Jeremiah's calling. What is this? Well, the word of the Lord came to me, he said, saying, and this is what God said to him, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I loved you. I loved you with an everlasting love. I had you in my sights. As Paul Bain said, the Puritan, God pitcheth upon persons. He lays hold of persons. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. That is, way back in eternity. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Now, what a tremendous statement from God, from eternity and now in time. Verse 2, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah. So at God's appointed time, Jeremiah is called into the prophetic ministry. In the fullness of time, when the time was right, Christ came into the world, Galatians 4:4. God's timing is always perfect. It's eternal in its decree, but it fits and comes to fruition in time. And notice the emphasis here. I formed you. I knew you. I appointed you. I set you apart. I. The emphasis is upon God, not upon Judah, not upon the kings of Judah, not upon Jeremiah. My friend, this is the principle that we need. We need preachers of the gospel. And I use that in the widest sense, but let's take it in platform work. We need preachers who are appointed by God, set apart by God, God being sovereign. Ah, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child. Jeremiah senses the responsibility. Does he see the thanklessness of the task? Does he see the difficulty that he's going to face? Is he overawed by it in fear and timidity, his natural weakness? Moses felt the same. Who can blame him? My friends, let us remember James 3, verse 1. Those of us who are teachers must accept the stronger, more penetrating judgment. Judgment begins at the house of God, and it begins with those who preach for Christ. Those who teach bear the greater judgment. James 3, 1. But God commissions him. But the Lord, but, what a tremendous word. The Lord said to him, don't say I'm only a child. No, you may be. You may be timid. You may be weak. Yes, the responsibility is great. Yes, you are overawed. Yes, I know it's a thankless task in the sense that men won't hear you. But don't be afraid. Don't pull your punches. Do not say I'm only a child. You must go everywhere I send you. Again, notice the emphasis upon the I, God. It's God sending. It's not churches sending. It's not missionary societies sending. It's not mission boards. It's not deacons or committees or churches or whatever it is. It's God. I send you. Whatever I command you, I am with you. I will rescue you, declares the Lord. This is a sovereign declaration of God. It's God's commission to him. It's Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. For us, 18 to 20. All power is given unto me, says Christ. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, teaching them, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Don't be afraid. Don't pull your punches. And God gives this man, this young boy, this whatever he is, a young man. I don't think he's a child necessarily. He just feels that. but God gives him gift and power. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms and so on. Yes, I know this is unique to Jeremiah, to all the prophets, shall we say. And I'm no prophet, but as a preacher of the gospel, I need to be touched with the living coal, Isaiah 6. We need to be touched with power and filled with power, not by might, not by power in a human sense, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That is what we need. Don't be afraid, he says to Jeremiah. Don't pull your punches. I have a purpose for you. To uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. Negative and positive, and in that order. Root out the paganism, root out the evil, root out, pull down the apostasy, and build up the covenant, the law. That is for Jeremiah. Build up the Mosaic system, build up the Davidic system, go back to the Word of God. The principle is plain for us, my friend. The ecclesia needs such preachers and teachers today. Men gifted of God. Men empowered by God. Men strengthened by God. Men who know their responsibility and do not run to it in the sense of feeling self-confident, but in the power and might and strength and energy of God to do what God says and give the people God's word. I have put my words in your mouth. Don't go to the world and say, how do you do it? Don't go to the pagans and say, what systems do you use? Go to my word. Go to my word and obey me. We don't need engineers in the church. We don't need inventors. We need men who can preach the word of the Lord. To remove error, remove nonsense. Spirit-filled men, sent men, driven men, powerful men, authoritative men. That's what we need. And women too. In their station, in their place, that the gospel may advance to build up and restore the truth and remove the error, having removed the error to build up the truth and all the word of God. Only God can do it. But as with Jeremiah, he uses men. Men under his authority. Men driven and appointed and gifted and empowered by God. Well, I know it's a prophetic word, and I know that these things in full measure apply only to a prophet, but surely the principles apply to us. Jeremiah knew that he was largely to be a failure. I'm sure he felt it, and he certainly was. But nevertheless, his words stand. Remember, he is a prophet to the nations, says God, and he still speaks to the nations. Here am I, an Englishman, speaking to you. Where are you? In Japan, Russia, Australia, America, wherever you are. This is the word of the Lord, Jeremiah. Jeremiah brings us the word of God. Will we hear it? Will we heed it? He, being dead, still speaks. God did enable him, and he did speak, and it was recorded. And may God now bless it as we go on with this book. This is what we need, men and women who can have this authority, this sense of God with us, this sense of God calling, and especially in the public preaching of the gospel. Oh, we need this kind of power, these kind of driven men who bring us the word of the Lord, not the nonsense of the age in which we live. May God bless us as we go on with this prophet. May he speak to us again and again. And may God give us ears to hear and wills to obey and hearts to love and lives to live out the gospel he teaches us through Jeremiah, for Christ's sake. Amen.